Walk around the populated areas of Wrengel and you'll see a good number of derelict boats and vehicles growing thick layers of moss. You might run into a dog wandering the streets alone. Both occurrences are illegal according to local code, but the statutes haven't been consistently enforced for years.
One of the major complaints I got on the new assessments was, you know, Mayor, you're not cleaning up the property next to me.
Wrengel Mayor Patty Gilbert says she's received some pushback after the borough reassessed properties and saw values jump almost 50% this year. Wrengel police say last year they hauled close to 70 junk cars from lots and roads around town, and there are many more. It's a culture, they say, and one that wouldn't be fixed by installing meters on a few streets in town. At a work session in late summer, the Borough Assembly staff and police department met to discuss how to begin addressing a long-standing culture of non-compliance with local nuisance codes. Assemblymember Dave Powell said he thinks changing the tide and more aggressively enforcing penalties will be a nightmare, at least at the beginning.
I mean, it's going to be a mess for a while. We know that. Everybody knows that.
Powell said he supports the idea of creating a code enforcement panel that would deal with non-compliant citizens.
Here's where we're sitting to kind of go by. If there's a complaint, we deal with it, blah, blah, blah. Well, we've had so many complaints throughout the years, nothing's ever been done.
Right.
So, I mean, to me, I mean, the complaints are irrelevant. They're already out there.
Right.
It's just that people are so tired of complaining because we get stopped.
When it comes to nuisance rubbish, Wrengel's local code is clear. Property owners or lessees can't indiscriminately store junk vehicles, debris, equipment parts, or lumber on residential or industrial lots. People in violation of the ordinance can be fined up to $100 per offense, or up to $500. But those amounts haven't changed since 1995, and will likely be raised by the Assembly as part of a future crackdown on rubbish. But the focus of borough officials isn't the money, says Police Chief Tom Radke.
I think once we get going in education, we're not here to have a revenue stream. We're just here to improve the town. It's like a building block.
There are also a variety of fines for dog violations that aren't always enforced. Dogs are supposed to be licensed, not be too loud or rowdy, and be kept on a leash in public. Radke says compliance with those requirements is an ongoing problem.
If we pick a dog up, we do require a license. And there's a big difference between just opening the door and letting your dog out. And we do have people that call and say, hey, my dog got out. I mean,
right.
If you're actively looking for it, it happens. I get it. But when it's the same dog, we got two dogs that come up just for treats. They come knocking at the front door. And they're like, okay, come get your dog, you know.
But even for the police department tasked with enforcing the ordinances, it can be difficult on the ground.
You know, like I said, I still get two or three that they come by because they want a treat.
Right.
The ones across the street, he comes over and paws at the door because he...
Well, see, I think... You're the problem.
After discussion, Mayor Patty Gilbert suggested a two-pronged approach to shifting the borough's expectations of code enforcement, establishing a code enforcement panel, and a public information campaign to inform the public about their responsibilities and rights when it comes to nuisance codes. The six-member panel will likely include representatives from the police department, Capitol Facilities, Planning and Zoning, and potentially the fire department, any borough department that could be dealing with enforcing code requirements, as well as a member at large. And a public information campaign could also lay groundwork to address other widely held misunderstandings about homeowner responsibilities, like who's in charge of shoveling sidewalks when it's snowy out. Spoiler, that's a homeowner's responsibility. Although Mayor Gilbert supports pursuing code enforcement, she said she's also concerned about indiscriminate application and the stalled development of new industrial lots.
What appears to be junk to me might be somebody's retirement project, you know, their old car that they're going to refurbish. I regret that we don't have additional space right now in our industrial park. That may help some people because they don't have a place to move something that they really want to keep.
There isn't a timeline for when Wrengel might stand up a code enforcement panel or crack down on rubbish or wandering dogs. Although the laws are in the books, enforcement is easier said than done. In Wrengel, I'm Sage Smiley.